This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
He who turns the other cheek will get hit with the other fist. This quip, delivered during the ongoing protests of the civil rights era, was one of many pithy one-liners crafted by the late comedian Nipsey Russell. Born in Atlanta in 1924, Russell supplemented his formal schooling with a voracious childhood reading habit, becoming a master of wordplay. His signature onstage bit was reciting and sometimes improvising short comedic poems, so it was fitting that a rapper, the late Nipsey Hussle, would draw his stage name from the comic. In the 60s, Nipsey Russell became one of the first African Americans to co-star in a sitcom in the hit series Car 54, Where Are You?, and he was also a staple of panel shows like Match Game and To Tell the Truth. In the 70s, Russell established himself as a favorite of Johnny Carson and would frequently guest on and occasionally guest host The Tonight Show. And in the 90s, Russell gained a new generation of fans via regular appearances on Late Night with Conan O'Brien. But before he became famous entertaining audiences on stage and screen, Russell had paid his dues entertaining patrons at an Atlanta fast food restaurant, where he'd spent 4 years working as a car hop after serving overseas in World War II. Russell would later credit the crowd work he engaged in at the eatery, keeping hungry customers happy as key to crafting his comedic voice. And there was no shortage of customers to banter with at this burger and hot dog stand, founded in Atlanta in 1928 by Georgia Tech dropout Frank Gordy, adopting a collegiate theme inspired by its proximity to the owner's alma mater. The restaurant was an overnight success and thrived even during the Great Depression that would cover the bulk of its first decade of operation. In 1962, the Atlanta Original added another location, and more would follow, now totaling 7 across the Peach State. And today, as throngs of hungry customers await chili dogs, onion rings, and Coca-Cola, which it sells in greater volume than any other restaurant in the world, the chain's workers still greet them with the same catchphrase once delivered by a young Nipsey Russell. What'll you have? What'll you have? This week on Doughboys, The Varsity. Welcome to Doughboys, the podcast about chain restaurants. I'm Nick Weiger, alongside my co-host, Jeffrey and Epstein, the Spoon Man, Mike Mitchell.
Jeffrey in Epstein?
Yeah.
Jesus. Those are more jokes for you.
Nick Spivey, roastspoonman@gmail.com, if you have an insult you'd like me to use on Mitch at the top of the show.
Jesus. I like that one.
You didn't like it? You don't like being compared to a monster?
No. I'd rather be compared to an actual monster, Cookie Monster.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like you could do like Ookie Cookie Monster. Like that could be like a Cookie Monster thing, right?
Yeah, you don't have to give people the roast, Swagger.
I'm just saying, just pitch it. I mean, this is the first idea. People can punch it up.
I'm back on my bed.
Yeah, we're recording in Mitch's hotel room once more.
Mm-hmm.
And Mitch, you are lying on your stomach. We're in Atlanta, if anyone is just joining us. We are recording a month's worth of episodes in a short span. Mm-hmm. But you're assuming your position.
My stomach hurts very much again.
Yes. This has been a running theme. Your stomach has been hurting, and you've been lying on your belly as we record,
mm-hmm.
facing me and our guest.
That's right.
It's weird.
It's a good setup.
It's disorienting.
How is it disorienting?
Our guest commented on it as soon as you did it. He was like, are you going to do the whole show like that?
Yeah, and
He was right to call it out. It's weird.
I'm going to do the whole show like that.
I know you are.
I got the Patriots game on in the background.
Yeah, so you'll be like, hey, your attention level will be like at 60%.
That's perfect for Doughboys.
You've also got your phone in your hand. You're looking at Twitter, I guess, or who knows?
I'm looking at my fantasy league team, which is 0-3, and it could possibly 0-4. The team that Yusung drafted for me. Everyone made fun of the McCoy pick, LeSean McCoy, and Shady has gotten me. He's doing great. The rest of my team sucks.
Oh, so that was the only pick that you stand by.
That was the pick that I got, and everyone booed me, and he's been great so far.
Oh, well, you sure showed them. And also,
I
showed them with your fucking 0-4 loser squad.
It's Yusung's fault.
You know what you should have done, Mitch? You should have, the problem is your guy from New England, you didn't do the Patriot strategy of cheating.
God. Howdy ho to Spoon Nation. Here we go, a little drop. And look, I haven't listened to this one yet.
Oh, great. This is going to be great.
So let's see how it goes.
Hey, y'all. How you doing? I'm the Cactus Snoopy of Wigert.
H-I-C-K.
Yeah. Barbecue sauce. Yeah. You got a problem with that? You think I should go? Yeah. You think I should go? Yeah. You know, all right. I'm gonna go try and find Nick.
Hey, sorry everybody. Just got off the trail. With an appearance of Hike Mitchell at the end.
Oh, how about that? Hick Weiger and Hike Mitchell are one episode only characters.
Yeah.
From
they'll
like
never
three
come back.
Years ago. We're never bringing them back.
Hey, Mitch made this drop to celebrate the greatest two characters ever created.
Wow.
Hick Weiger and Hike Mitchell.
Wow.
Hope it gets played. Your podcast is a highlight of my week, and really loved seeing you all when you came through Chicago.
Oh, that's nice.
Nang gang till I die, Colin Joyce. Colin Joyce.
Colin Jost? Is Jost on the Patreon?
Jost. Thank you, Jost.
Jost, thanks a lot. Can you get Casey Jost to sign up too?
See if Jost. Jesus. Casey Jost, very nice to me when I met him. A very nice man.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure he's a nice man.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Hey, Mitch, we got a nice guy with us, too. Another nice guy.
One of the nice guys.
One of the true nice guys.
I don't know if that's a thing that people like.
He's our good friend from Comedy Bang Bang and the Breadcast. Joe Saunders is back. Hi, Joe.
Hi, guys. How y'all doing?
Whoa!
Holy shit.
Welcome to the South.
Wow.
This is crazy.
He got some South in his mouth.
You know, that drop, that's especially good for this because Lil Nas X is from Atlanta.
Whoa. Oh,
wow. Here we are.
That works out very appropriately.
Should we? Oh, you know what we could do?
What?
Oh, I mean, we could edit this out, but we can also just keep this in. A double of Atlanta songs, Nick.
Like, what are you thinking? Like, from like...
Like, Midnight Train to Georgia?
Georgia, Old Town Road.
Okay.
We'll bleep all these, Emma.
Welcome to Atlanta.
Okay, are good.
There's enough there.
ATL Aliens?
This is great.
Is there like an Atlantis song we could do?
Atlantis.
What the fuck is that?
There's a Donovan song called Atlantis that they did a parody of on Futurama where they changed it to Atlanta.
Oh, that's good. Okay, we should do that. Let's do the Futurama parody.
What are you
parody
talking
song
about? Oh, shit. Pass interference.
Thanks to all our Patreon subscribers, by the way, who are listening to this episode. Mitch watching TV.
This isn't a Patreon episode.
I know it's not.
It's a Patreon.
Yeah. This is not a Patreon episode. It's a Patriots episode.
That's right. There's 3 minutes left in the game.
It's fine. Watch the end of this game.
I'm not going to watch the end of the game. Look.
No, do it. It's fine.
Nick, I know you're a bit of a heat seeker.
I sure am.
But last night, the heat seeked you.
Oh, my God.
So we had a bit of a situation. I tweeted about this. You may have seen this on social media a few weeks ago as of this release. We were at a tiki bar, a tiki tango.
I think that you're a
lovely time.
Your head's a little inflated about the number of people that follow your social media.
I think some of these
listeners.
This
is probably old news to you, folks.
The internet was talking about this photo. People couldn't get enough of it. They wanted to know what the story was, and now.
Look, it went viral. But I'm going to say this. People follow me on Twitter who listen to the podcast. This is reasonable to say, like, hey, you might have seen this photo and been like, oh, that's that thing he's talking about right now. I'm not saying everyone who listens to it follows me.
You were going viral before the internet.
So
we were out at the Tiki Tango. Mm-hmm. The four of us who were in this room, which includes us and Emma, and then also. Yeah. Our buddies Fernie and Deb joined us,
mm-hmm.
and our buddy Sam hopped in later. But yeah. Am I missing anybody? That was the crew, right?
I was there.
You were. I said the four of us in this room. I'm sorry, I didn't name you individually.
You should have. I wasn't there for the
fire. Oh, you weren't there for this?
No, I wish.
Okay, so you didn't even witness this. So I was sitting. I had my arm on what I thought was an armrest, which was mm-hmm. a railing, like a chair railing, next to the table we were sitting at. And I didn't realize that there was a lit candle behind mm-hmm. my back. So as I'm sitting there, my shirt sleeve just starts. My arm feels hot. I just feel my arm getting hot, and I'm wondering what's going on. Then my shirt sleeve starts smoking, and Fernie just starts laughing at like what's going on because it's insane. And I turn around, my shirt's on fire. My shirt sleeve caught fire.
You know what? I wish I had told Fernie this last night, but I give him so much credit for just laughing.
And then I just I just slapped the shit out of my arm to douse the flames, and then I had a gigantic hole. Burnt in my shirt.
It was crazy.
It's one of my favorite shirts. It's ruined.
It was epic.
And I got a fucking horrible burn on my arm too. My tricep looks like, yeah, it looks bad.
Can
it's
we just, see? I haven't
it's
seen
just
it.
It's blistered up. It looks the blister looks gross.
Okay. Do you want to see it?
I do want to see it.
Okay. We're gonna get
live
Joe's live reaction. Here we go.
I feel like I okay.
All right.
Do we need to take a picture of this?
I think it's pretty gnarly. I don't want to put a picture of this up.
It's pretty gnarly.
I think it popped.
Wait. Why is Margaret taking down his pants?
It did. It popped.
Oh, that's not so bad. Can I pull this back a little bit?
Your blister's gone.
Oh, let me feel it a little bit.
It's not that bad.
I don't think it's that bad. Okay, well, you guys built it up a lot. I think it does look like a burn. It does, yeah. So
no,
it does. It looks like it hurt.
Oh no, Joe! I never thought that it looked that bad. I think that Weiger
it's
overreacted
not bubbled
the entire
anymore.
Time.
Oh, the bubble went away. Okay, yeah.
The bubble. The bubble clearly popped.
Okay.
There was a bubble earlier.
Oh, right. Yeah, that was the gnarly part.
Okay, then I'm fine. But yeah, it was quite an incident. I got my shirt lit on fire in a tiki bar.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy. Yeah, it happened right after I walked in. I think you were sitting back down. I walked in, we greeted each other.
Yes.
And then suddenly there was smoke everywhere.
Yeah.
I can't believe you're a fire marshal, Bill.
I told the bartender about it too, and he also laughed.
He did?
Yeah,
he didn't apologize for the open flames.
No, he's just like, that's crazy, man. I was like, yeah, but just so you know, because trying to, in case there's any other patrons who might have a similar mishap.
No,
but,
you know, other people don't put their arms into the candle, you fucking idiot. I read online that someone said that you were, and this was very funny, it made me laugh, that you were hiding a salad up your sleeve.
All right. I don't like hot salad. That's
the,
a vicious
the burn
lie.
Is not that bad.
Okay, good. I'm glad it doesn't hurt that bad.
Your shirt is torched.
Yeah, that shirt's gotta go. I don't even know why I packed it. I should just throw it away. Oh, you know what?
You should wear it. It's a badge of you've lived through the fire.
Mm, that's true. I am like a.
You're a new man.
I am like a veteran.
Oh God!
People should thank me for my service. Give me discounts on goods and services.
You've come out the fire a new man. It's like a ritual.
Like in like Daenerys.
Yes.
Wow.
Are you comparing me to the Mother of Dragons?
Mm-hmm.
And I too will lose my mind and go into a homicidal rage at the end of my life.
It's very funny. I wish that I had actually seen you on fire. I probably would have squirted some lighter fluid on your arm or something. But that is very funny, Nick.
Boy, what if my whole arm had been singed and I would have been like C-3PO with a red arm?
Oh my God. That would be cool.
Yeah.
I think that would be cool.
I think it'd be awesome.
And it would make more sense than it makes in the movie. oh God. Hey. That's Hotlanta, baby.
That's Hotlanta. Mm-hmm. Saunders, you are from Hotlanta.
You're kind of the king of Atlanta in many ways.
You're one of the Atlanta originals.
I don't know if I'm an Atlanta original. I don't know if I'm the king of Atlanta, okay. But I am from Atlanta.
Right.
And I just happen to be here while you guys are here, while Mitch is here doing his movie, and you guys are recording episodes, and this is amazing. I can't believe it.
It's a happy coincidence. Mm-hmm. It's an eight... Oh, we didn't even introduce the theme. I fucked up.
Yeah, you did.
It's an 8TL miracle. This month is the 8TL,
it's
our month of
October,
Atlanta.
Octoberfest
2019, the 8... Oh, fuck. Hold on. Octoberfest 2019, the Doughboys present...
The HTL.
That's what it is.
Oktoberfest?
Yeah, Oktoberfest.
What's that?
Every October we do Oktoberfest.
I don't listen to podcasts.
I always respect a guest more if they don't know some dumb specific from this fucking awful podcast.
I mean, I Joe, what's
drink or stink?
Okay. I do listen to podcasts.
So, Joe.
Yeah.
Look, I hated that nickname Hotlanta.
Yeah.
I don't like it. Like, it kind of sounds stupid. But now I get it. And it makes the most sense. And actually, the nickname makes the most sense ever.
Because of what happened to Weiger or because of.
Because of just the heat. Damn hot it is here.
It's what is it? End
it's
of September.
Degrees today.
It's 90 really degrees. Warm. It's so brutal. It's crazy.
This is wild.
Yeah, it's too much. It's too intense.
Yeah, I never heard that nickname. Well, I mean, I'd heard it, but I never heard people like use it casually until I moved out of Atlanta, and then people say Hotlanta all the time when they think of it.
It makes sense. And, it's sweltering, Nick. Yeah. That's the best way to put it.
It's more of a, so you're saying that Hotlanta is more of a thing that people who aren't from Atlanta say about the city.
That's been my experience. Over the years, it's become more, it's been used more in the city. I don't know.
They've reclaimed it kind of. Like, you know, you guys are making fun of us by saying Hotlanta. Well, you know what? We are Hotlanta. How do you like that? Oh, by the way, it's 420.
Let's go.
Okay. So.
What the hell? It sounded like you took a drink.
That exact exchange has happened before.
It's true. Nick, they got news for you.
Yes.
Patriots just intercepted the Bills. It looks like it's a Patriots win, my friend.
Oh, did they clinch it?
Mm-hmm.
And probably the trajectory of that ball was affected because it was deflated.
It was the Bills who were throwing the ball.
Yeah, but they deflated their balls. So Joe, you got a as someone who who grew up in Atlanta, you spent a lot of time here. What are your favorite Atlanta, you know, comfort foods, the foods that you like to have when you're back home?
Well, you know, it's the South, so I love barbecue.
Hell yeah.
There's been so many I had ate so much barbecue when I was a kid growing up here, and there's been so many new great barbecue restaurants that have opened since I moved away and come back. But then also just like the other like kind of classic Southern staple foods like fried chicken, okra, macaroni and cheese.
And a big thing here, correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
In three, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Nick, where did we go where we also had meat in three?
We went to a cafeteria in Nashville.
In Nashville.
It was a lovely meal. I wish I could remember the name of it. Mm-hmm. But it's a... That place was fucking great. But yeah, I'll look it up because it's going to nag at me. But yeah, so where do you go for barbecue? Like, what are some of the spots that you either remembered going to or that you go to now?
Well, I don't even know the places I used to go to, but I don't know. I feel like my mom, every time I come back, we go to this place like Community Barbecue, I think it's called, which is slightly newer place. When I say new, I mean within the last like decade. Mm-hmm. That place is so good, but I don't know. It's a thing you really don't find on the West Coast. I find is good barbecue,
right?
As ubiquitously,
yes,
as you do out here. Mm. It's just everywhere, and that any kind of like gathering or event, like people will just buy a bunch of barbecue and have it. So good and so
is barbecue one of your? I said this the other day that we were talking about how people argue about barbecue too much. And we don't like that. We don't like the fighting of the
it's
barbecue.
True.
You guys don't like it?
I said barbecue
we don't like fighting here on Doughboys.
and then I said that barbecue is in top tier food. Now, would you disagree with that?
He took a shot at barbecue.
Mm.
I think, and then he followed it up by saying, fuck Atlanta.
Oh my God. Fuck Atlanta.
It is when the Doughboys are here.
I mean, I love barbecue. I don't know. Top tier food. Like, what's a top tier? What do you consider a top tier food?
Pizza's a top tier food for me.
I think it's fair if someone's like, I like barbecue more than pizza or as much as pizza.
I think, I could see that.
Here's my thought. So much pulled pork. I'm almost over pulled pork. It's just got that like sweet, heavy gravy. I mean, and here's another thing too. I'm probably getting some bad barbecue.
Yeah.
The barbecue I've got all my life, Massachusetts and then California. How is the barbecue seen in Los Angeles?
It's okay, right? I mean, you can speak to that more, Joe, if you've been to any of those places.
I think
there.
It's okay. There's like a lot of those like upscale barbecue places that are very good, but it's not the same.
Right, it's a different sort of experience.
There seems to be a hominess to it here, more so that it feels like even at these meat and three places, it feels very much like you're going into someone's home and or into like their own kitchen or whatever.
They're just so used to making this stuff and they make it all the time and it's so good.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you on, I'm tried to no avail to look up this place, so I'm texting Natalie because I think she'll know, but the Nashville cafeteria. But you, Mitch, you brought up pulled pork. And I think I'm with you on that, in that I'm kind of like a pulled pork sandwich I'm okay with, but I'm usually would go with brisket over that.
Oh, 100%.
Or some ribs for sure. Or you know what? Even a fucking sausage or some chicken over pulled pork. Pulled pork is pretty far down the list of barbecue items I like, unless it's like the place's signature thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like a pulled pork sandwich at like a restaurant that doesn't specialize in that. A barbecue restaurant, I do love a pulled pork sandwich.
Maybe I like more of a dry barbecue.
Oh, could be.
The dry rub, as we've talked a lot around on Doughboys before. But like a pulled pork with like kind of like a sweet, heavy barbecue sauce, not my favorite.
Right, too much sugar in the sauce is a turnoff for me. Okay, now he's telling me Arnold's Country Kitchen is where we went in Nashville. Okay. Had a lovely time there, lovely meal.
Wait, was that the place we went together? Didn't we go to a place like something called Bees, or there was a B in the title or something?
Are you talking about Hattie Bees, which we reviewed?
No, not Hattie Bees. No, no.
We went to a place together?
Yeah, we got a meet and three together.
Did we?
Yeah. Oh, in Nashville? Me and Carl went to the place. Me and Carl went to the meet and three place after you went.
Yeah, so you went. That's the place we went to.
Okay.
So that's where I was like, hey, go to that place, and you guys went separately.
All right, I believe you.
Because you probably because you were sleeping in.
Maybe Carl was too.
Don't throw Carl under the bus.
What's wrong? Throwing him under the bus because we were sleeping? We didn't go and get lunch at 10 a.m.
So barbecue. You do like a pulled pork sandwich. What are your other BBQ faves?
I always associate pulled pork, but I also love ribs and brisket. Those are great. I don't really like chicken and barbecue. I mean. Mm. I would never order it if that was my choice.
Right. I've had some good barbecued shrimp.
Oh, yeah. Barbecue shrimp is delicious.
It works pretty well. And I think it's kind of like a thing that kind of gets forgotten in the barbecue hierarchy.
Not down in Australia, it doesn't.
Oh, my God.
Hello to our listeners down under. Oh, boy. I've been some barbecue shrimp down in Australia.
Do you think the Australian listeners maybe didn't understand anything that was being said until you started speaking in an Australian accent? They were like, yes.
Oh, this is my content.
Why did the Australian guy get held up on saying Australia?
Oh, I say, you have a lot of pastas down here. You forget the name of your country. Down under. That's why we call it Down Under. Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi.
Oh, God. I have a feeling that we're going to look at the Doughboys listener graph, and all of our Australian listeners are going to be wiped out after this episode. Joe, you're a peach man.
I guess. What?
Are you a peach man?
He's a peach man.
I like peach. Yeah. Yeah. Well, Georgia is the peach state.
It's true.
So, yeah, I like peaches.
What do you like? Peach cobbler, peach pie? What are you? How do you rank them?
Yeah, I would say peach cobbler top, and then peach pie.
This was actually going to be a double, by the way.
That's okay. We're talking about peaches.
The peaches double.
Yeah. No, I just realized that this is going to be.
Came up with a music one.
That's
we're
true.
We're gonna listen to the Atlanta song from Futurama. It's gonna be great.
Oh, God. So, Joe, here's the thing. Here, there's a bunch of streets named Peachtree.
Yes.
Yeah.
Too many peach trees.
Wow, okay.
We got lost.
Why are there so many peach trees?
I don't know. I have no idea. There are a lot. It is, I guess, confusing.
Yes.
This is a failure of city planning. Like, the city should know. It's like you don't have, like, Main Street and then also, like, Main Lane and Main Avenue right off of it. People would be like, wait, which Main are we talking about? There's so many variants of Peachtree.
Yeah.
It's confusing.
I agree.
And your GPS is no help.
Mm-hmm.
To turn left on Peachtree? Well, which one?
It sounds like you're starting to hate Atlanta, Wager.
I'm turning on it.
You're not even driving around with a GPS that much.
Well, I'm walking.
Okay.
I was walking a little bit.
And here's another issue I have, Joe.
Oh, God. Okay.
I haven't run into Shaq yet.
You guys keep talking about Shaq because he's here for TNT?
Yes.
I know. Why would you think you're going to run into Shaq? Maybe Dominique Wilkins. How about that instead?
Oh, boy. That'd be pretty sweet.
I want to see Shaq. He's here. He does Inside the NBA.
Oh, Mitch scowled at Dominique. It's because of his rivalry with Larry Bird.
Yes. Yeah, fine. Yes. Shaq. I want to see Shaq. There's a Papa John's in town that I drove by, and the number is like, whatever, I'm going to use the old movie number, but it's like 555 Shaq. It's changed. The last the number is now Shaq. The last four numbers it spell out Shaq.
It must be a Shaq-owned franchise.
It is.
It's a Papa Shaq's.
Wow.
They should just name it Papa Shaq's.
That is a good idea, Papa Shaq's.
I think if they rebranded as Papa Shaq's and made Shaq as the forefront of their marketing, I think that would be good. But, you know, I think
it would
there's
turn
probably
this around.
Yeah, it's just it'd be so expensive to redo all that signage at this point.
But how much does a sign cost?
I don't know.
$10, $12?
Yeah, $10 to $12.
They got lots of locations though. They got hundreds of locations.
It adds up.
$1,000
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
Well, maybe for you. It's a lot of money.
That's not that bad. They should change it. They should. Papa Shaq's would be a huge. That would be a huge change.
I think if I would say if Papa John's wants to do a GoFundMe to raise $1,000 so they can rebrand as Papa Shaq's, it might be a worthwhile investment.
I think turning to Papa Shaq's would save that shitty chain. I think it would be great.
I really wonder how they're. And this is a thing I probably could have looked up and would have. I know the discussion was going to go in this direction, but I wonder if their business has fallen. I wonder if they've.
It feels like they've had so much bad publicity.
Yeah,
but it has to have.
But I wonder if their sales have actually, like, you know, their per store sales have actually stayed kind of flat because people are just like, fuck it, whatever.
It's a question for Shaq when we run into him over here in Atlanta sometime.
Well, we haven't run into him yet. The weekend's almost over.
We haven't really run into anyone.
Yeah.
Except for Joe, our friend Joe.
Yeah, you ran into me.
Pretty cool.
And Barger, you ran into some fire. One of the elements.
I think that I'm actually kind of glad that you weren't there, Mitch, because I knew you would have flown into a rage because you think fire is bad.
Look, in this scenario, fire good.
Are you guys hungover? I'm a little hungover.
You were shit-faced, Weiger.
Yeah, you chugged a Mai Tai last night.
I should not have done that. They gave us an extra Mai Tai. Yeah, I drank
it
really fast.
Chugged it.
Because they gave us an extra Mai Tai, and then everyone was like, we're going to another bar. And I was like, well, I don't want to waste this extra Mai Tai.
Didn't it give us an extra Mai Tai? You ordered me a Mai Tai.
Didn't you want one?
No, I didn't want one. I got a Mai Tai when I first got there, and then you were like, I got you a Mai Tai, and I said, I didn't want them. I didn't like the Mai Tai that much.
I thought you wanted one.
No, you were already probably cross-eyed at this point. And I said, no, I don't want that. And then this is after you lit yourself on fire, actually.
This is what happened?
And then there was that one sitting there at the end of the night.
Yes.
Before we went to the other bar, the bar which I've left the Doughboys card at.
Oh, boy.
You left the Doughboys card at a bar last night?
I left the Doughboys card at the second bar last night.
Oh, my God.
What just happened?
There's a piece of Velcro on this microphone
cord. It's a cable tie.
And it's a cable tie. And so it has a function, but it got stuck on the carpet.
You're messing up my hotel room.
What's
it's turning into a Rodney Dangerfield.
Hold on. I'm going to take this off right now so this won't happen again. And then I can use it to tether it in a second after we're done recording.
A second?
Yeah, we'll be done. We're done in 1 second. Bye. I don't remember all this whole interaction.
Here's Weiger's go-to for when he's very drunk. Yeah. Ah, I'm really sleepy.
Wait, what interaction do you not remember?
This whole like the Mai Tai. I didn't realize you told me to not get you a Mai Tai.
I got bad news for you. This is like 2.5 hours before you went home.
Yeah, because you also said this morning you were like, I left my debit card at the bar, and I was like, the tiki place, and then you're like, no, the second bar, and I was like, you guys went to a second bar, man, I would be dead. And then Emma was like, you went to the second bar.
Yeah, you did.
Like, Jesus Christ,
all you drank was water though.
Yeah, that's good, that was smart.
You really don't remember? You didn't remember the second bar?
I remember that we were in another place, but
we
I'd
were sitting outside, it was quieter.
Yes, okay,
it was just us and Sam. Yeah.
I guess I just didn't put it together that this was a second. I thought it was just another part of the same bar.
Mitch and I went to a third bar.
Yeah, we did.
Jesus Christ. Fucking maniacs.
Is this the episode where we tell you that you have a problem?
You don't have to tell me. I know. I know that I cope with my anxiety at the bottom of a bottle.
I guess we pre-gamed the tiki bar in the hotel.
That's true. I did have one drink in the hotel in advance.
Wow. Dude, God. Yeah. Joe, what are some of your favorite things to do in Atlanta? You check out a Braves game, the Falcons. Mercedes-Benz Stadium, one of the nicest stadiums in the country.
How about the Hawks or the Dream on the B-ball front?
Those are great. I haven't been to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I remember when it used to be the Georgia Dome back when the Falcons used to play in that. I just love hanging out with my family in Atlanta.
Oh, that's fun.
There are a lot of good restaurants there, though, and there's so many good sites. You guys went to the World of Coke, which I guess you'll talk about in another episode. Yeah. So.
Spoiler alert. I mean, this episode has already come out.
No, that's definitely out.
Yeah, that was like the first.
The World of Coke fucking sucks.
Yeah, if you've heard our Patreon episode by now, you know that our verdict on World of Coke.
The World of Coke. I love Coke.
It's a world of shit.
It fucking sucks. The World of Coke is bad, but the aquarium is supposed to be very good.
The aquarium is good.
I want to go to that aquarium so bad. Mm. And it's right across the World of Coke. I really wanted to go, and Mitch was like, you were right, but you were like, we don't have time for this.
I told you my fear is that they would keep throwing fish to me. I'll be embarrassed as I throw.
So you're kind of a homebody when you're.
I am a homebody, but there's so many good things. I don't know. There are like a lot of like cool like museums and things to go to, and there's a good restaurants to go eat at, both like upscale and kind of like smaller like mom and pop type barbecue places. I don't know. There's just so much to do. I love going. What's a good thing to do is hiking up to the top of Stone Mountain.
Whoa!
Everyone tells us Stone Mountain.
Stone Mountain is very fun. It's not like a steep hike. Mm-hmm. It's just, but it is like this big boulder essentially that's kind of on the edge of the city, and you can hike out. It's not too steep. I think I said that, but it's great. You get a great view of the city. Really nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You said there was a
beautiful Confederate monument there.
I've heard that there's Confederate stuff there.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah.
And I wish they would get rid of that, but otherwise it's a really nice place.
That's cool.
The fact that it has any hiking involved means that I'll probably never see this place.
I thought Hike Mitchell could brave it.
I'm back, everybody.
Yeehaw, I'm back too. Here in the dirty south.
Well, see y'all later.
Bye, y'all.
Wow.
Hike Mitchell and Hick Weiger both made their second appearance.
Their second
on the podcast.
And last appearance.
That's amazing. Well, those bits are dead forever, but that was fun.
That was very fun for me to see. Just
Hey, I just got back from Stone Mountain. I didn't hike it. I just saw that there was a trail and I took off. All right, see you later. Wow.
Whoa, it's Nick Hager. I just got back from Stoned Mountain, too. Bye.
Whoa.
Man, better characters than Bang Bang has ever had.
What about local chains or chains that are in the South that you can't get over in LA where you live now?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, the big one is Waffle House.
Waffle House,
you can't get over there.
God, you've always said to me, Joe, that you're really upset that there's no Magic City in LA.
Yeah, I text you that every once in a while.
Shit, I wish there was a Magic City.
Well, hey, how about me and you open a Magic City? Waffle House is the big one.
LA may not have Magic City, but has the Magic Castle
and the Magic Kingdom.
Mm. So take that, Atlanta.
I'm trying to think if there's any others. I mean, they've opened like Chick-fil-A's out there.
Yes,
and they have like kind of everything else.
Did you love Chick-fil-A growing up?
Yeah.
Did you have the Popeye's chicken sandwich?
No, I didn't. Are they going to bring it back? Is it going to come back?
I'm pretty sure they'll bring it back.
They got to come bring it back.
Because then they're not going to make it just one big tease.
Yeah.
Slow living down here, Joe. It's a very nice... I rode in Athens, Georgia. Did you know that?
You've told me about that before.
If I did double sessions during a spring break in Athens, Georgia.
Mm.
I like Athens. I lived there for a year.
Two weeks there. Yeah, it was very... We rode on the Olympic... and we rode by Ludacris's house.
In Athens?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. Oh, right. He went to UGA. Oh, I forgot about that.
Was that
fun?
Yeah. He waved to me as we rode by. What, you think that sounds like a lie?
No.
I was, you were saying about how this is like slow living down here. I was talking to my mom this morning and she interrupted me and she was like, you have some kind of fast talking Southern California cadence now.
Wow.
And I can't understand you. Talk slower.
Wow.
I was like, wow. Okay.
That's, wow.
I don't know. Is that... I don't think I've ever talked fast, but maybe I do.
I don't think of you as a fast talker.
Do you know what's funny is that I bet you the Molasses Boy family says that to him too. And
has Alan McLeod's family.
Slow down.
Chick-fil-A is supposed to taste different out here, is what we hear.
Does it?
I don't know. I'd
buy that.
I'd be surprised about
They've expanded so much at this point.
Yeah.
I feel like Chick-fil-A has just kind of like...
They say the Southern Chick-fil-A's are better, Nick. I'm just telling you what they say.
I think that's people who grew up in the South, when Chick-fil-A was only in the South, that are mad at people who didn't grow up with Chick-fil-A. They're mad that those people don't like it as much.
Mm.
I think that's where that's coming from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Waffle House... What would you, was Waffle House ever a regular thing when you were a kid?
I would say pretty regular.
Yeah.
They're all over the place. It's every interstate exit, like,
right
throughout the city.
I loved Waffle House the one time I went. What would you normally get?
I would probably just get either, just an egg sandwich, or I would do one of the specials that's like, you know, smothered covered hash browns and like eggs and bacon and then like a big waffle on the side.
Oh, hell yeah. That sounds like
so good.
From everything that I've kind of gathered being here, it feels like Waffle House, more than Chick-fil-A or anything else, Waffle House is the thing that people are very proud of.
Right. Mm-hmm. Waffle House should be.
Yeah, Waffle House feels like it's the number one, it feels like the number one chain spot or something.
Right? Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I think the Waffle House near my house is the one where Kid Rock got arrested several years ago.
Wow.
Do you remember that? I think he got in a fight with somebody after a concert one night.
Yeah, I mean, he has some problems with authority.
That's true.
You've seen that tweet where he's putting up a middle finger and saying, "Hey, authority."
Oh, really?
It's pretty intense. Yeah.
It is intense. I had to scroll by it. I had to scroll by it really quickly.
It's funny that he, but then also loves our current president.
Yeah, he's like this. It's that weird, like tough guy authoritarian thing where he's just like, I'm a lawbreaker. I'm against the law, but Blue Lives Matter is like, hold on. Which is it?
That's what Ba with the Ba is about?
Yeah.
Ba with the Ba, the blue life, stay mad up with the Ba.
The first concert I ever went to on my own was like a Kid Rock concert.
Whoa.
It was Kid Rock, was the Summer Sanitarium Tour. That was Metallica was the headliner. And Rock, Korn, maybe Whoa. Korn, I think. And then Power Man 5000 and System of a Down.
Whoa, what a lineup.
I think, yeah.
That Metallica shreds.
Metallica got James Head or someone... I think James Hetfield injured himself on a jet ski, though, that morning, so they weren't able to perform. But they didn't tell us that till the end of the concert.
Oh, that sucks.
I think I'd rather go to a concert that was just a rock, a cob of corn, Pac-Man 2000. What were the other ones?
System of a Down.
Wagger, help me out here.
Broken Nintendo Entertainment System.
There we go. The system that's, yeah, it's a system of a Nintendo system of a down.
A system that's down.
A system that's down. Metallica?
Metallica's good.
Yeah, we can have a Metallica.
Okay, that's good.
So their opening act is a corn cob?
Or a broken Nintendo.
I saw Metallica. The things I remember from seeing from the first time I saw Metallica. I saw a gentleman lighting a crack pipe.
A crack
pipe? Which was interesting, yeah. But also...
So how soon until you... Did you take a hit of it or no?
No, I'm not going to... No, I was going to have... I was like 12 years old.
Mm.
Yeah. But also...
Hey.
Yes.
Fucking pussy.
I'm also too, like, I don't know if it was like... If it was for sure a crack pipe, but an older kid told me that it was a crack pipe. So I was like, okay.
It was probably a cigarette.
It was kind of cylindrical and skinny.
That's a crack pipe.
Marlboro Light.
Came out of a pack of Virginia Slims. And so there was that detail, but then also, so it was a similar thing, except it was Alice in Chains dropped out of the tour. They were supposed to be Metallica's opener.
And
Layne Staley, the late... lead singer had to go to rehab, so Candlebox opened for Metallica. Candlebox was like a one hit like grunge castaway band.
Hey, you're being a little too tough on Candlebox.
I'm not trying to be too tough. I'm just people might not know what Candlebox is. Hell, people might not know what Alice in Chains is. The fucking millennials listen to this show.
Yeah, you fucking learn your shit.
God, if a kid doesn't know who Alice in Chains was, what is this? I don't even know what to say.
Get your face out of your significant other's ass that we know you love to eat and listen to some classic rock.
You know, I called you a pussy earlier, And I can't, you can't say that anymore.
Oh,
you're not supposed to say that anymore.
No, yeah.
So that's I apologize. Yeah. You're a fucking coward instead, I guess.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, coward's fine. Coward's safe. So the, wait, where was I going with this? Anyway, so Candlebox opened for them, and the a guy threw a bottle at the Candlebox singer, and he dodged it and said, nice shot, asshole, like mid-song.
That's kind of cool.
It was very cool. But then Metallica came out and then made fun of Alice in Chains.
Wow.
For dropping out of the tour.
Whoa.
Yeah. They were like, they started to play an Alice in Chains song, and then James Hetfield sang along in a fake Layne Staley song, and he's like, nah, fuck that shit. And everyone cheered. And like in hindsight, I was like, the guy had like a serious addiction
that
he went
insane.
To rehab for. But I guess it was a different time, you know, in terms of how that was judged.
Do you think this is what they're doing right now at the Bugmane tour with us? For those of you who don't know, Bugmane has gone to all of our tour spots.
Is it? I guess as of this episode's release, it may be happening.
It might be happening.
Yeah, it might be contemporaneous with when this episode comes out.
So he's going to the Midwest tour spots.
Yes, because you are in Atlanta, Hotlanta, shooting this movie, we had to cancel some tour dates, unfortunately. Bugmane is making up all those dates. And you know what else? He's playing bigger venues. Bugmane sold out the Chase Center.
I'll say this. Emma, we'll have to bleep this. But Bugmane said, I found my opener in a text I saw.
Yeah.
And it was, and here's what we had to bleep.
I don't even understand what that is.
The movie?
Yes.
It was a from that movie. And Bugmane texted all excitedly that he had found his opener.
That's he's going to open the show with. That's the bit he's going to do. I'm sure that'll go over like gangbusters.
Why do you have to bleep that?
Just I guess I probably don't have to bleep it.
You don't want to spoil. Are you because you don't
want
to spoil?
I don't want to spoil it, but then this will come out after it's already happened.
We'll check the timing. We may end up bleeping it.
All right. We might bleep all the bug. You don't like Bugmane stuff.
Oh, yeah. We should bleep all that, too. Sorry, Emma. We're creating more work for you.
Anyways, Joe, what the fuck else is there in Atlanta?
I don't know.
Are you from here?
No, I've never been here before. I drove here to come do the show.
You drove here from
I'm
LA?
A SoCal guy who talks fast.
Wow. Nothing else to do here.
You know what you know what a restaurant is that my parents are crazy about is this place Taqueria del Sol.
Oh wow.
Which
I've heard
is
of that.
Is kind of, you know, we live in LA so we have great tacos and there's great variety of tacos available in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
That's not out here. So a nice upscale cool taco place.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a bunch of locations. It's really great. That's if you're going, I don't know, that's the kind of restaurant that I always recommend people because it's inexpensive but also really good.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it's like fried, you know, they have like all kinds of, they have like a fried chicken taco and like that kind of stuff.
That's fun.
But it's like really good. And I forget what the chef's name is, but
I've been eating nothing but just like carbs and meat all weekend. And I feel so fucking bad. And I really wish I was like, I really need like some vegetables and some source of dietary fiber because I just feel awful.
You need a can of spinach like Popeye.
I could eat a can of spinach like Popeye.
Mm.
Be pretty cool.
You think you'd squeeze it open and eat it? It would shoot in the air and you'd eat it, catch it in your mouth?
That's probably what would happen. And then you'd grab my wife, Natalie, and throw her over your shoulder, ascend to the top of a clock tower.
I was Bluto and then I turned into King Kong.
Or is that the Hunchback of Notre Dame?
Yeah, I guess I conflated it all. I conflated all of these.
Are you Quasimodo?
I conflated all of these things.
My back is straight. I've been having a lot of set food because I'm on set.
Yes.
And the catering is pretty good.
Hey, how about that?
Sure, that's good. Do they do the thing where does someone walk around with a big tray at certain times?
Oh,
with
they do a snack. They always do a snack and then they do lunch.
Mm.
And so, you know, lunch comes like 6 hours into shooting or so. But then they'll always have like a snack and the snack is always fun.
That's fun.
They have like a tomato stuffed with like chicken salad.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
There was some fun stuff.
Yeah. It's nice when it's something that's not just like super duper heavy.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked on shows where the snack is like fucking chicken tenders or something. You know, it's just like fun, more something else. It was some other fried meat stuff.
I think I already said this, but my character is getting fatter over the course of the movie. Which doesn't make any sense.
Right. Are you shooting chronologically too? Probably not.
We're now gonna like we're gonna do like Hobbit vision for me.
Use force perspective.
Yes. So as I grow in size, they'll just adjust. It's a very heavy plate. The food here is very good, Joe. The
it's
food
delicious.
Is
great. I've had become a
real,
time.
Real. Yeah, this has become Atlanta's become a real culinary town.
Yeah.
Did I say that right?
Yeah, you said culinary town, right?
I meant town. Did I say?
What? What are you? What
I thought you were
going
to say something.
No, I wasn't.
You made eye contact with me.
I know. I hated it.
You made eye contact with me like you how you're going to advance the conversation.
No, I just looked at you. My eyes got stuck on you. It sucked.
Your eyes got stuck on.
What does that mean?
Ooh. I looked over there and you're staring at me. It freaked me out.
Getting saucy.
All right, fine.
You,
I'll look somewhere
you
else.
Are. People really can't see this, but you are reclined on the bed, basically almost lying on your back.
It's
but still looking upwards at Nick.
Yeah.
Your hand weirdly in your pocket.
I'm comfy. We should, in fact, when we go back to LA, we should record all the episodes in my bedroom. I'll be in my bed.
Fine, we'll do that. We'll go into your bedroom, record in there. You can lie down like a fucking weirdo.
Fine, good.
Creep out our guests.
Maybe I'll put up some bars around my bed and make it a big crib, and maybe I'll wear a diaper while we record. How do you think of that?
Maybe I'll change your ass. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more Doughboys. Oh boy, Mitch. Mother's Day's coming up. You got sweaters, candles, the dreaded bathrobe. Mm. Unfortunately, Mother's Day gifts can be a little predictable and boring. That's why an Aura frame is the perfect gift to mix things up this year. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter, Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
Dreaded bathrobe covering mom up? Ugh.
Get that sweater off of you. Too many layers.
Wags, that's right. You know what? I'm guilty. I've given my mom too many of these boring gifts.
Yes.
Some sweaters, some candles, some dreaded bathrobes.
I've accidentally given my mom the same gift twice.
Wow.
It's really embarrassing. Or you end up getting like, oh, I guess I'll give you a gift card. I don't, you know, like it doesn't feel like there's any love behind that.
Well, guess what, Wags? I've also gifted my mom an Aura frame. That's right.
Wow.
This is the truth. Aura frames are Wi-Fi connected and come with unlimited storage so you can share as many photos as you want from your phone to mom's frame.
Not only will she be grateful it's not another sweater, she'll also love that an Aura frame means she gets to see more of you.
That's right. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's Aura, A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code Doughboys at checkout to save. And you know what, Wags? My mom liked her Aura frame so much. This is true. She got my sister one, and now my sister's got one in her dining room.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Terms and conditions apply. Send photos you want from your phone to mom's frame. In fact, Mitch, I'm going to send your mom a photo right now.
The hell?
Enjoy, Mrs. Mitchell.
I love you, Mommy.
I love you, Mommy.
You're talking to your mom, right?
Yeah. Hey, Mitch. I feel like during the summer, pretty much everything I'm doing outdoors is making me thirsty.
Yeah, I'll tell you what the issue is. That blasted sun.
Curse the sun.
Curse the sun.
Giver of life. But also,
giver of heat.
Giver of a dehydrator in chief, I'd call it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Summer requires extraordinary hydration because of the sun.
You know what
that's
I like
built
about
for
the moon?
Everyday dehydrating moments. Yes.
The moon is cool.
Moon's real cool. When the moon is out, there's never a doubt. The moon is cool.
And when the sun's up high, you can't deny it's gonna be hot. Hot. Anyways, I think that we've expressed that the sun gets you hot in the summertime.
Sure does, and the moon keeps you cool. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America.
Wags, that's right. And you know what? It's so easy to just tear open a packet of Liquid IV, pour it into a cup, mix it up with some ice cold water, and drink it down. My favorite flavor, strawberry.
It's a hydration multiplier.
That's right.
Get you even more hydrated, and it's easier to stay hydrated while traveling. And you know what, Mitch? We like the taste.
I love the taste. And you know what? I love that I'm getting all those electrolytes and I'm not getting filled up with sugars.
Yeah. I love the smell too, and it helps you out, not just while traveling, but after a big night out. You know what I mean.
Come on.
The moon is cool.
Cool.
The moon is cool. Cool. Tear, pour, live more. One stick plus 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone.
And Wise, it's got 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, 8 vitamins and nutrients, non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free, and now sugar-free. We got white peach.
Wow.
Green grape.
Wow. Raspberry melon. And lemon lime.
That's right, Wags. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code DOUGHBOYS at checkout.
That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code DOUGHBOYS at liquidiv.com.
I love Liquid IV. You know why?
Why?
Because it's cool. Cool.
And the sun is hot. Mitch, listeners, did you know learning actually makes a sound? It's true. Listen to this. That's the sound of you learning a new language with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. And Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations.
Wow. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Mitch, you know what I love about Babbel is the courses are convenient. They help me learn real-life conversation skills in my chosen language, Spanish. Makes it easier to order food, ask for directions, speak to people here in Los Angeles without having to consult language apps while you're on the go.
Well, Wag, studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
And you don't want to go anywhere near a college campus these days with all those protests.
No, thanks.
Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Wags, and all those protesters out there, here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at Babbel.com/Doughboys.
Get up to 60% off at Babbel.com/Doughboys, spelled Babbel.com/Doughboys. Rules and restrictions may apply. Welcome back to Doughboys. We are here with Joe Saunders for this edition of Oktoberfest 2019, the Doughboys present the 8TL.
That's right.
And this week's chain is The Varsity, which was founded in 1928. A long-term, 90 years of operation. 7 locations, all in Georgia. The original is in Atlanta. That's where we dined at. Saunders, you've certainly been to The Varsity on prior occasions growing up here.
I've been to The Varsity so many times in my life. It is the iconic Atlanta restaurant for me.
Wow.
What do you say the most iconic?
It's the, when I think of like Atlanta restaurant, I think of The Varsity sign, the big V. Mm-hmm. And I think of the chili dogs and I always get the same thing there. I've been there since I was a little kid till now. I always like try to eat there every time I come back.
Wow. It's right next to Georgia Tech.
It is right next to Georgia Tech.
Yeah. I think it's a big thing for like people to go eat there before like a Tech football game or basketball game or Braves game. Braves Stadium used to be over here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where is it now?
I don't know. It's like outside
It's kind of north of the
It's
town,
outside
right?
of the city. They just, it's like a little, I haven't been to the new one. Mm. But Turner Field and then Fulton County Stadium both used to be downtown.
Boy, we did go by Ted. We went by Ted Turner Street.
Mm.
One of the few streets in the city that's not named Peachtree. It's named for Ted Turner.
There's about 7 Ted Turner streets.
Yeah, yeah. Well. They all intersect with each other.
We got to get Shaq Way going.
There absolutely should be a Shaq Way.
But Saunders hates the idea of a Shaq Way.
Does Shaq talk about Atlanta on TNT a lot? Why do you associate? I don't understand this.
He's in Atlanta.
I think it's just the inside the NBA thing. That's why he's in Atlanta.
Yeah, I think he lives here. I think he's got a home here.
He doesn't go to game. Like, Shaq doesn't fly and go to a game somewhere.
When I think Atlanta, I think Shaq.
That's the iconic Atlanta celebrities. Shaq. Ted Turner.
I mean, Shaq's from Louisiana. Mm-hmm. He played for Orlando and the Lakers mostly. He played for a bunch of teams. He went to LSU.
There we go. Put him right in the middle.
Saying the Atlanta connection is, Joe's right. It's really just his late career broadcasting that associates him all with this city.
Look, I just want to say, today's restaurant,
yeah,
the Varsity, it's perfect for three dudes like us.
Yeah, three Varsity athletes.
Mm-hmm. Varsity Letterman jackets.
Yes, right. Were you an athlete at all, Joe?
No.
You were maybe a cross country or track guy. You've got that build.
Thank you. That's very nice of you to say. No, I was never good at any sports. I played a little tennis.
Okay.
Going on growing up, but I'm not very good at tennis. I kind of hit my ceiling at tennis, but I've kept playing tennis. But
gotcha.
That's really it. I'm not adept at sports at all.
And Mitch, we know you were a varsity athlete in terms of rowing crew.
I rowed crew. I did row crew in college. I've talked about it too much. And then I played football in high school, and I was very bad at it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was varsity that you had to play because I was a senior. I had to play varsity.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't play. I got in for the last. I told you this.
Yes.
I got in for the last play of the game on Thanksgiving, and my whole my godfather's family, which were, they were all good at football, and they all played football. They watched as I got pushed back 15 yards, and everyone in the whole entire at my Thanksgiving dinner laughed at me. I was very bad, but
do you think they laughed more at that or at Doughboys Live in Boston?
Definitely laughed more at that. I like the idea. Like I said, we're three kind of varsity jock guys.
Sure,
yeah.
We're the guys that everyone looks up to at the high school kind of guys, right, in the real world.
We're three studs.
We're three studs. I like the idea of the varsity. I think it's fun. It's a fun concept.
Yeah, we should talk a little bit about it because we dined in it, and at the original location, as I mentioned, I don't know if this is the case at all of them, but at the original, they have a bunch of desks. You know, they have a bunch. They go pretty all out with the varsity school theming.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like there's a room set up where you just they're just like classic school desks and they're all facing the same TV wall.
Which that was the one part of the branding that I thought was bad.
Really?
You don't like
the desks?
I liked that they were school desks, but it just seemed like they were like small school. Like I went in that room, I was like, this kind of looks like it sucks for everyone who was in here.
Mm, yeah.
It looked like school.
Right.
it's just like people that were they were all like facing one way towards the TV, it looked uncomfortable. It looked school like.
And we should mention also too, there's another room.
Yes.
And you found this, Mitch, that has a designated Fox News TV.
All the shit that people give to Boston, this restaurant in Atlanta had this iconic Atlanta restaurant had a Fox News room, and then below that it said the Fox News room. Don't change the channel. It wouldn't let you change the channel from Fox News.
Now, you could think of, they probably shouldn't be showing it there to begin with, but there's maybe something of like, okay, well, we know we're in Georgia. We know there's going to be some people who are going to want to watch Fox News. We'll cloister them all off in this one small room.
But then there was no CNN room or anything.
No, there wasn't, no.
I would guess that on a normal day, we're there on a Sunday, there is a CNN room and there is like other room,
a situation room, if you will.
Yes, yes. This is also CNN. Atlanta is a CNN town.
Oh, that's
CNN,
right.
Is from Atlanta.
Yeah.
I think the other rooms, they were all tuned to the Falcons football game.
Oh, right.
So we weren't able to distinguish, but I think maybe they always keep the Fox News room. I don't know.
I wish there was a Daily Show room.
Yes, there we go.
Just playing Trevor Noah all day long.
How did you say his name?
Trevor Noah.
Okay.
Trevor Noah.
So yeah, we.
So that was a little bit of a. Yeah. It kind of made me sad.
One of the few reminders in the time we've been here, because in this the area we've been staying is very This is an area that's like a very gay friendly area. Mm-hmm. A lot of gay bars around here, and that Fox newsroom was one of the few reminders, at least in this Atlanta area that we've been staying, that we are in a red state, because mm-hmm. it is like Atlanta itself. It's like most major cities. It just feels like a little. I'm sure it's like a little chunk of blue in yes. this big red abyss.
Atlanta is super blue, but yeah. then the rest of the state is very red.
Right,
a little chunk of blue reminds me of a little chunk of blue cheese.
Mm, boy. Now you're speaking my language.
It's getting me hungry.
we just ate like two burgers and two hot dogs apiece.
Well, we'll get into that as
we
well.
We should get into that. So you go up there, you order at the counter. I should have written down the thing that they say. What is the thing they say? Is it what y'all having? What'll you have? What'll you have?
Jesus Christ.
I
bet it's on the website.
I'm sure it's on the website. I'm looking it up right now.
I think it's what do y'all have.
Okay. Joe's going with what do y'all have. Any other guesses?
What'll you have?
Joe's right.
I think y'all's in the middle of it.
Okay, let's
what do y'all have? I think Joe was right.
So what are you having?
What'll ya have?
What'll ya have?
What'll ya have?
What'll ya have?
Oh, Joe was closest.
Not what'll y'all have.
I had the L's in the wrong place of the sentence.
That's okay. What'll you have?
So what'll you have? And they say what'll you have when it's time to order, but it is a little bit like if you're not used to being there, like, oh, wait, I guess I just go up to the person who says, what'll you have?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that was confusing for you?
Yeah, it was, because I'm used to like next customer, you know.
Well, what'll
something
you have?
A little more clear. Yeah, but what'll you have? I don't know. Who are you talking to? You talking to me?
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, it's fun. It's like a fun thing, but you have to know that going in that's what they're going to ask.
To everyone listening, don't worry about it. You'll figure it out.
It stressed me out.
Yeah, it was fine.
Why you're also caught on fire two times at the bar?
Bursting into flames.
There kept being like weird open flames.
Yeah, I know. Both times was my pubes.
Classic Fire Marshal Bill.
So we ordered. Let's just get into our order.
Mm-hmm.
I got the slaw dog, which is a plain hot dog with slaw served on a steamed bun, and I also got the glorified bacon cheeseburger.
That's right.
Which is a beef patty with American cheese and bacon, lettuce, tomato, and it says there's mayo, but it seems it's easy mayo. They don't put a lot of mayo on there.
I did not really taste too much mayo at all.
It seemed like a plain burger to me. There is Heinz ketchup and Heinz mustard on every table. By the way, we had this discussion in the restaurant. I'm a fan of Heinz mustard. I think it's pretty darn good.
Do you like it more than French's?
I might like it more than French's.
Hmm.
You know, I never even have thought about Heinz mustard, but I tried it with a little fry, and I agree, it's very good.
It's pretty good.
I think that the packaging, they have that Heinz packaging, which is the easy squeeze bottles they got, so that's pretty helpful.
Yeah, I do like that.
But I don't know, I like French's quite a bit. I like both of them. You know, I'm a fan of both mustards.
I'm not disappointed by either being there.
Okay.
But I think Heinz is pretty good. It's not like a Heinz Hunt's ketchup thing, or if there's mm-mm. Hunt's ketchup, I'm just like, fuck, come on.
Right.
What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Give me some fucking Heinz or a house ketchup.
Fucking Heinz.
You know what, would I be that disappointed by Hunt's ketchup? I don't know, it changes things up. I think there are a lot of people think that Heinz ketchup is very sugary.
I think that's why I like it.
Yeah,
I think we might have been a Hunt's family growing up.
Wow.
And that might be partly why I don't like it anymore.
A Hunt's Pepsi family?
We were a Pepsi family for sure. We might have been a Hunt's family.
Jesus.
Because that's also too what would have governed my dad's purchasing decisions was what was cheaper, and I'm sure Hunt's is the cheaper ketchup. So,
dear God,
yeah. But anyway, so they give you these condiments on the side that you can dress up. The dog is definitely plain, and it needs something. It needs a little bit of something. What did you guys get for your burgers or what for your mains?
Show?
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Joe.
I did not get burgers. I got two chili dogs.
Right.
I actually got a combo, which was two chili dogs and onion rings on the side, and then a Coke. Mm-hmm. And that's always my order. That is all I've ever had since I was a little kid. I would always get two chili dogs, and it has a little bit of mustard on the top.
Yeah.
And onion rings.
I will say that I feel like you ordered correctly, because the onion ring was fucking great. And the chili, I got chili cheese fries. Mm-hmm. The chili itself was good, but the chili cheese fries, and there's a thing Emma ran into as well, because she ordered the same thing, you have to assemble on your own, which I don't like. They give you chili, and it's very whack. They give you chili and cheese sauce on the side, and then
and
just a regular
in
fries.
Small plastic containers.
It's in a small plastic container. It's a little thing that you can't pour any of that into.
I was thinking about this. Do you think they want you to dip to do a double, like some dipping?
If they do, they're out of their fucking minds. Oh, that's God. Not how you eat chili fries.
Jesus Christ.
Then that's just chili dip with my fries, not exactly. Chili cheese fries.
Yeah, that's a side of chili. Like, tell me what I'm getting. Say I'm getting a side of chili with my fries.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that was a disappointment, even though the chili cheese fries themselves were great. But once I actually assembled it, which was a lot of trouble, I had to go up and ask for a fork, which was a whole thing. They were like, what do you have? I was like, a fork.
Jesus.
And then, but Saunders.
At this point, I was going around. I kind of got into like the theme of the restaurant, and I was going around from table to table bullying people, calling them freshmen and taking their burgers.
Taking their lunch money.
Taking their lunch money.
You kept copying off of other people's homework.
You were trying to cheat.
You found a desk and fell asleep for 2 hours.
Stuff somebody in a locker.
I got the, what is that burger called again? The glorious, what is it?
The glorified, it's the glorified burger.
Why is it glorified? The bacon cheeseburger. What's going on here?
Glorified is just their terminology for something that's got extra, it's got like lettuce tomato on it, I believe.
Here's what I think. I got that glorified bacon cheeseburger or whatever. I think that it was maybe the weakest thing I had there.
Mm.
And I wonder what people who are local, you hot Lantons, what you think of a... what people think of the burger.
Yes.
And also, part of me thinks that you should... Emma, you got no tomato on yours. I think I should have gotten no tomato and no lettuce. I think it should have just been... I think the chili cheeseburger was maybe the way to go.
Right.
Yeah, I think my thoughts on the tomato not being fresh there was correct, and I think the lettuce was kind of the same.
Yeah, it felt like a burger that didn't need any of the veggies on top of it. It felt right. Like kind of just like a burger that... And I said this when I ate it. The burger tasted like a... burger you'd almost get in school, which is,
yeah,
as Emma said, is almost too on theme. It was a very it tasted like a cafeteria school cheeseburger.
You're talking about the patty itself?
Yeah.
I liked the burger. I got the same burger as you. I liked it more than you did. I thought it was pretty good, and I definitely liked the hot dog more, but I was like, if I had grown up eating this burger, this would be like, oh, this is my little, you know, this is a little bite of a memory. This is like the thing I liked growing up, and it was good enough where I was like, this is a thing I would like if I had this frequently, and the thing I would crave if I had this frequently. I agree with you. It was a very simple burger. It's a very small burger. Mm-hmm. It's a borderline slider. It's a small burger.
It's a very, yeah.
It's
like a big slider.
It reminded me of McDonald's, like a little McDonald's burger. It was a tiny, yes, McDonald's burger. I also got the...
By the way, the terminology real quick, I'll let you finish, Mitch. A glorified burger has mayo, lettuce, and tomato. A regular burger is ketchup, mustard, and pickle.
There was mayo on that burger?
They did. Yeah, that's what we were just talking about. Is like there is mayo on it, but there's not very much.
I did not know it was there.
I didn't even really
see ketchup, mustard, and pickle is probably the better way to go with those burgers.
I think you get that steak burger. That's their terminology. That's what that'd be the better call.
I also got a chili cheese slaw dog,
yes,
which has chili cheese and slaw on top of it. And I loved
great
it.
Combo.
I thought that was a great. I loved that dog, and I wish I got two or three hot dogs. I would have been so happy with two or three hot dogs instead of the burger. But I also agree with you, Nick. Mine came with French fries, and the fries were good. They were a little bit soft.
They are soggy. They're soggy.
They're like
fries.
A soggy fries, but they like intentionally soggy. Like this is the style of fries that sometimes you go to like Five Guys or something, you get the bag of fries and they can kind of feel greasy.
Just the wet fries.
Yeah, the wet fries.
They're just moist.
And which I said wouldn't be good for chili cheese fries, but you told me that they were decent and I tried a bite of them and they actually were pretty good.
They were good once you assembled them. It's just a lot of trouble to do so. And I think if it was a to-go order, it'd be a huge pain in the ass.
But the fries were completely overshadowed by... the delicious onion rings.
Onion rings
were fantastic. Onion rings
out of this world.
So good.
Those are some of the best onion rings I've ever had from a fast food place. They're outstanding. They're super duper good.
Yeah, that is what I think of as like an onion ring. That's like kind of what every time I order onion rings at a restaurant, I'm judging it against that.
Right.
Like a nice little thin piece of onion, thin circle of onion with like a good crispy batter.
Yes.
A great flavor.
You want to be the size where flaky. it can fit around your dick, but you've got like a little wiggle room. That's like the ideal onion ring.
Jesus. A little wiggle room? Yeah. Have you eaten onion rings off your dick?
Wait, are onion rings like usually too big or are they like too small?
Well, you get ones that are too small and you get ones that are too big.
Okay, I getcha.
Yeah, you want one that's like right in the middle. And these are perfectly sized.
God. I saw the burn mark on your arm and I'm wondering what the burn mark on the other part of your body looks like.
How do you think my pubes got on fire? And so those onion rings were fucking great.
Hold on, when you go down on yourself, are you sucking off an onion ring?
That was the first time I think it happened, is you were eating naked and you dropped one and you're like, stuff was in your hands. You're like, well, I'll just get it in your hand.
It landed like a ring toss. It landed right on there.
It was an inadvertent ring toss situation.
Jesus Christ.
So the onion rings were great. You got the chili cheeseburger, or I'm sorry, the chili cheese slaw dog, which I wish I'd gotten because the slaw dog I got was good. And I think that coleslaw is very good. Like the cabbage is really, really minced up, which is great because it's basically effectively a condiment there. Mm-hmm. And I threw a little bit of mustard on there, which I think helped it. But some chili would have been great. And in hindsight, going there again, I think I would get Joe's order or I'd get the dogs you got, Mitch, two of the dogs you got with the onion rings. I'd definitely get onion rings over the fries.
Did you say in hindsight? We were talking about the ketchup again?
In hindsight, yeah.
That would be a good commercial campaign for them.
In hindsight? You see people looking back on times they wish they'd had Heinz ketchup?
Yeah, yeah. They had Hunts that ruined their night. Yeah. And then in hindsight.
They were dipping some in a ranch.
I got an orange drink. The orange fountain drink, which I enjoyed quite a bit. It is kind of famous for this orange fountain drink.
It's called the Varsity Orange.
The Varsity Orange, but then we also got ourselves
the Frosted Orange Shake.
Thank you, the Frosted
which
Orange
is
Shake.
An orange milkshake with vanilla ice cream and their Varsity Orange drink combined. That shake is out of this world.
That's
fucking great.
It's like an Orange Julius. It was delicious. I really enjoyed that shake.
But like a creamier, thicker Orange Julius. Yes. It was an Orange Julius 2.0. It was better.
Everyone enjoyed the orange. What is it called? The orange shake?
Frosted Orange Shake.
Frosted Orange Shake was a real winner.
It was super huge good. Winner. Yeah.
Really good. Wait, what drink did you get, Joe?
I just got a Coke.
Iced tea.
A lot of times, though, growing up, I would always get a chocolate shake.
Oh, yeah. That's
go
fun.
With it.
How's that chocolate shake?
It's really good. It's very thick. It's very hard to eat with or to drink with a straw.
Right.
So you got to use a spoon.
I'm okay with that.
Very tasty.
Emma, what did you get? You got a.
I just got a Sprite.
You got a Sprite. What did you get for what are you? And you got a. And you got one.
I got the burger and the chili cheese fries. I'm bummed I didn't get a hot dog. I fucked up.
Mm. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, the hot dogs are so here's what I think. Here,
yes.
The hot dogs and the onion rings are kind of the star of the show.
100%. Mm. But you know what else was also good? In addition to that frosted orange shake, the other sweet treats we got.
That's right.
We got the fried peach pies, and then we also got the sweet potato pie, which is not on their menu right now. It's not on their website, but it is like a special they have at the moment, I guess.
Wait, was that on the menu, or how did you see to get that?
They just had a sign for it.
Oh,
it said sweet potato pie. And we got ourselves one.
It was pretty good.
Both of them were great.
They were both fucking great. They were really flaky and delicious and nice and warm. So, and the thing is, they were like so gooey and like they like stuck to the paper, which sounds bad, but it was like because they were so like filled, like they had so much fruit inside of them, it was kind of leaking out.
Yeah,
it's funny. We were in this like high school themed thing, and then I got like a warm pie.
Yeah,
I didn't tell you guys this, but before I brought it to the table, I brought it into the bathroom. I pulled an American pie on it.
Oh boy!
I thought I saw a microscopic little indentation,
like a little pinprick was in there.
What the hell?
Someone tasted it with a toothpick.
You guys don't even mind?
Yeah. It's weird. Did someone put a birthday candle in this?
It looks like somebody just lightly pushed a pushpin into the side of it.
Lightly?
It wasn't quite hard enough to penetrate.
God damn it. Joe, I like that you got a Coke. It's appropriate for Atlanta.
It's absolutely appropriate for Atlanta.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the orange drink was very good.
It's so funny in my head. I think of like the Varsity and Coke as being so similar. The Varsity is like branded in like red and white colors Coke is. Mm-hmm. They feel like one and the same to me. I know that's just a feeling I have from growing up and seeing them so constantly next to each other.
No, that makes sense.
And right near the world, not too far from the world of Coke.
It really isn't.
We were saying that the unfortunate design of the Varsity, it looks very much like the Varsity hat looks very much like a MAGA hat.
It looks a little too
MAGA. Oh, yeah. The red color with white letters. On him. Yeah.
And there was an incident, and I told you about this, Mitch, but I saw a gentleman with a red baseball cap, and I was like, uh-oh, there's a MAGA hat, and he turned around, and it was a Duff Beer hat. I was like, oh, this guy's just a Simpsons nerd. That's fun.
That's very funny.
Yeah. And then I also got myself in some ice cream. They have ice cream there, which is it's Mayfield Dairy Ice Cream. I got the Butter Pecan, which is one of my favorites. It was great. It was creamy and delicious. I was so full at that point that I didn't need it, but man, it was so
fucking good. Yeah, you didn't share with us, fucking fat ass.
Well, you wanted some of my ice cream? I didn't know.
I'm going to get a dessert just for myself. You want to get yourself an ice cream?
I offered if you guys wanted something. No.
Joe, do you remember him offering us?
I got a shirt. You guys bought me a shirt. We bought that a was shirt. My dessert. A shirt.
I asked Emma if you wanted anything. You said no.
Yeah, no, I was good.
We could have gotten something. You were right there.
Didn't offer me.
Of course, it was a tacit offer.
You have a card.
I was ice cream free. I went out the door without an ice cream.
I could have gotten you ice cream if I'd known you wanted some.
Do you want to go get ice cream?
Yeah, I do want some ice cream. Let's go get some ice
cream. So yeah, for me, I mean, I think the consensus is absolutely. I think you nailed it, Mitch. That the hot dogs and the fucking onion rings are the stars of the show here, but the don't sleep on the desserts because them desserts are quite nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get to our final thoughts on the Varsity.
All right.
Saunders, you've done the show a number of times. You know how this works. We'll go around and give our rating or give our assessment and then end with a fork rating, 0 to 5 forks. It's your beloved place from your childhood. You're an Atlanta native. Tell us how you feel about the Varsity.
The Varsity is a place that I have such a nostalgic connection to, that I, you know, just a lot of emotion and tied up in it and memories. So I'm always like a little wary to like recommend it to people to go to, because I'm like, is it just like a hot dog place?
Sure.
Like, in the hot dogs even that good? So I'm really glad to hear that you guys like the hot dogs and you like the onion rings. I think with that meal and all my memories, I gotta go 5 forks.
Forks. Wow.
I'll also say that we got some fun hats that we're going to wear in the pictures, too. They have fun little hats that you can wear. Nick, when I came into this place, I thought, I like this concept quite a bit.
Yes.
But when I leave, am I going to have the Varsity Blues?
Whoa.
Am I going to say, I don't want your fries?
Oh, man. That was good.
But you know what? We sat down, despite the... You know what? We'll have to look into this Fox News thing because it will affect my score. But I'm hoping that there's just different newsrooms, which I think you might be right, Joe.
All of these businesses are run by monsters. There's every single... Fucking Coke is a fucking horrible...
Okay, company. I know.
Were there people watching Fox News in there?
No, they were watching the football game.
Oh,
They broke their own rule.
But I do wonder if Sunday. It is just a thing of like, oh, this is the Fox News room, this is the CNN room. Like, that to me then is a funny thing or something, if that is what they do.
The Nickelodeon room, the Bravo room.
It's Atlanta. You got to have an Adult Swim room.
Space Ghost room.
I do wonder if there is if that is the case, then I think that's fine and almost funny. Look, it was fun. It was a fun time. I liked the theme of the restaurant.
Yes.
I had fun with friends. I love what the restaurant means to the city. I think that's cool.
Right.
The burger was not great, so that hurts it a little bit. But the hot dog was great.
Yes.
The onion wings were fantastically great. And the shakes and all the desserts we got and the drinks, they were all fun. Nick, this is a place where I wouldn't mind getting detention, spending some extra time. I'm going to go 4 forks.
Wow. Very good score.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really enjoyed the Varsity. We didn't comment on the service, and that place is very busy. Like, they were, especially probably on a Sunday.
Pretty efficient, though.
Yeah.
They were very efficient, and everyone was very nice. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it was great. I thought the service was great, and I thought everyone who worked there did a good job of steering us in the right direction, helping us with our orders. I agree with Mitch that the burger was not as good as the hot dog, but the burger I found pretty good. And I found good enough where if I was craving a burger with my dog, I would get a burger with a dog. But I think I'd always get a dog if I got there, mm-hmm. and probably two dogs.
Yeah.
Because they are, again, all the things are pretty modest, and keep that in mind if you're budgeting to go here, that like the combos come with like two things, because like one hot dog or one burger in and of itself is not a meal unless you're a very light eater.
Yeah.
But
pretty cheap.
Pretty cheap, though.
Pretty cheap. We got a ton of food for 4 people, and it was $50 or something.
We over-ordered, as we normally do.
Uh-huh.
But the hot dog was great. I would have loved to have chili on it. The chili on the side for the chili cheese fries was a big disappointment. However, the onion rings were fantastic,
mm-hmm.
and all the desserts were great. I'm going to split the difference, and we are going to be climbing the ladder here. 4.5 forks. Welcome to the Golden Plate Club, the Varsity.
Oh, I love it. I'm so happy to hear this.
The first member of the Golden Plate Club from the HTL.
That's right.
Amazing. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Very exciting.
Moe's did not make it in, and Flying Biscuit
got ejected.
Got ejected because Mary Lynn Rice Cup gave it a three. What did she give it? 3.5?
She gave
something?
It a three.
A three.
Yeah. Whoa. Got thrown the fuck out of there. So
welcome to the Golden Plate Club, to the Varsity.
I will definitely say, of the places we ate, the chains we've eaten at, that's the place where I'm like, when I'm back in Atlanta, I want to hit up the Varsity.
Oh, that's great.
It's very, very good.
Nick, would the Varsity make the Varsity squad?
Without a doubt. It would absolutely make the Varsity. It would be fucking prom king.
Wow, wait, really?
Yeah.
And Wendy would be prom queen?
President of the debate club.
Yeah, Wendy would be prom queen.
And Shaq gets most humorous.
That was our review of The Varsity. It's now time for a segment. We've got a beverage. We're going to decide who should pour it down your throat. It's Drank or Stank. And you know what we're drinking now? Mm-hmm. Since we're in Hotlanta, the home of Coke, we've got a Coke variant that I am busting out right now.
Oh, wow.
We have...
Nick, can I just say?
Yes.
I was really pissed off last night.
Why's that?
Because SNL premiered, and it should have been Shane Gillis's premiere night. It fucked up.
Oh, boy. So I've got some...
That's your response as, oh, boy, to my joke?
We got some Georgia peach-flavored Coca-Cola.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So there's a bottle opener right over there, Nick. But don't touch... If you take some of the other stuff off, it's going to charge me. Emma, you can do it.
All right, fine. Emma's going to
open the table. You see the bottle opener?
Hold on. You know what? I got this fucking solved.
Is it a twist off?
No, we don't have to worry about that. I got a bottle opener in my keychain. I'll open this right now. It's open because I'm prepared. There you go.
Shut up.
Joe, do you have a glass, right?
I do have a glass.
You might need to use that glass.
Oh, it's right next to Joe. The bottle opener is next to Joe.
Oh, there's four bottles?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. They're in the back. Never mind. Okay, we got enough for all of us. All right, hold on. I'm just going to take these out. Let's talk about Coke a little bit as I'm doing this.
Weiger's opened all these. It's like the most boring Christmas. He's opening up all these Cokes out of the wrappers.
They're all wrapped like presents, which is kind of fun.
They're wrapped up like mummies.
They are like mummies. Yummy mummies. I'm going to get these
at
all.
At the end of every mummy movie, they tear the mummy open to see what's inside.
That's how you defeat a mummy. You just get a hold of his tape, and you pull the tape, and he's done for.
Isn't it one of those things where inside it's just like scarab beetles or something?
Yeah, sometimes.
It's like all fucking spiders. It's like crazy. All right, we got more paper rustling. Emma's helping me out now with opening these up. Yeah, I've got another one here. Wait, so we have four of them. We each get to have our own. How fun.
This is
Mitch,
exciting.
you're already sipping on this. You guys, Mitch, I know you're a big Coke fan. Saunders, you got a Coke today. You're from Atlanta. You must love Coke.
I love Coke. It's so good.
Is your favorite Coke? Now, this is what I want to know. Is your favorite Coke the original? Because I think that's the case with me, but some people are like, I like cherry Coke. I like vanilla Coke.
Yeah, the original Coke, I would say, is always going to be the best. I do like a cherry Coke, but
Did Weiger do a voice for people who like the cherry Coke and vanilla Coke? Did you go, I like cherry Coke, I like vanilla Coke?
No, I wasn't
cherry
making fun of
affectation.
Them.
You were making fun of them.
No, I wasn't.
I like.
Oh, we love cherry Coke down under.
Your bit, the last four episodes, has been about doing an Australian accent. That's like what kids in second grade do when they find out.
I can't believe there's a Georgia peach flavored Coke. I wonder if you can get this anywhere besides the World of Coke.
We got this directly from the World of Coke.
It might be a World Coke exclusive. I'm going to take a pic of this before I take a sip.
A exclusive?
I don't have my phone. My phone's charging.
Oh, I'll take a picture.
Okay, Emma's going to take a picture. All right, I'm taking a sip of this right now.
I got thoughts.
Oh boy, I have thoughts too.
You know what I know my thought is?
Yeah.
I like it.
I kind of like it too. It reminds me of when I was a Snapple drinker.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I was a peach Snapple guy. And then for a time I went to diet peach Snapple because I was trying to have less sugar. And then I swore off of Snapple altogether because I thought artificial sweeteners are bad for you. And they probably are. But this definitely reminds me of a full sugar peach Snapple, but it's like the peach flavor is a little better.
I'll tell you this. They do a good job because it just tastes like a hint of peach.
It is, yeah. It's pretty subtle.
It's like a Coca-Cola, and you just got a little subtle hint of peach.
Yeah, it kind of arrives there at the very end.
Yeah, it's nice.
You know what else? This is made with cane sugar.
Wow.
There isn't a high fructose corn syrup in this.
Ooh.
So, I like yeah, that. It's cane sugar and natural flavors.
Nick, the Coca-Cola bottle is so recognizable that you notice it in the dark or if it's broken.
Pretty crazy, huh?
Whoa. That's what the Coca-Cola factory told us today.
How often are you stumbling around in the dark looking for a Coca-Cola bottle?
I'm always walking barefoot over broken Coca-Cola bottles at night.
Ow, what did I step on?
Oh, it's a Coke
bottle. Okay.
This is good. This is very, it's very refreshing.
It's a very refreshing. You could enjoy this instead of your sweet tea, swap out your sweet tea. You're on the front porch of your Georgian home. You have a little Coca-Cola with the Georgia peach Coca-Cola instead.
Yeah. They should expand this. Why are they keeping this in a cooler locked up in the World Coke?
Let me
take this regional. Take this national.
Maybe it's special for the special people of Atlanta.
I guess so.
They don't want to abuse the peaches.
Yeah. But it's not like Atlanta natives going to the World of Coke. It's not like a weekend hangout. It's all tourists.
All right. Fine. All right. You make a good point.
Yeah.
There's no, fucking no one from Atlanta there.
Have
you ever been there?
I went there as a kid.
Okay. Yeah. So that's what it is. It's like a one-time thing as a school trip. If yeah. Yeah.
We've had a lot of different Coke flavors. Like, we did the raspberry Coke. That was a version of this. And yes. It was bad. This yeah. is actually works.
That was in the same cooler as this one.
Yeah.
When I found
that
it.
That sucks. This one, this one is good. It works.
All right. Georgia peach flavored Coca-Cola classic. You are a big time drink as far as I'm concerned.
You get a drink from me as well.
It's a, hell it's yeah. a drink also.
Wow. Triple D. Quadruple D.
Hell yeah.
Emma's way, saying the same thing.
Diners, drive-ins, dives, and... What's the last one?
Dime bags?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, buddy. That was Drinker Stank. Just like a restaurant, we value your feedback. Let's open to the feedback.
Wow.
Today's email comes to us from Caroline from Nova Scotia, or possibly Carolyn. It's spelled with a K. I apologize. I don't know how to pronounce your name. I'm taking a guess. Carolyn or Caroline writes, "My mom and I often talk about food moments that really stick to you. She calls them food orgasms, but I hate that. Sounds like mom's horny. For example, I'll always remember the first time I had fresh bread dipped in balsamic and olive oil.
Wow.
I wasn't even such a good restaurant, but my 10-year-old self couldn't believe food could taste like that. It changed my life.
Wow.
Do you have any moments like that that really stick with you?
I got three.
Yes, go for it.
I got three moments. Well, actually, I have four food moments.
Okay.
That, like, really stuck with me. One was the first time I had buffalo wings down Cape Cod. This is like years ago, and they were new. They were like a new thing. You know what I mean? Like, it was like not a thing that like was on a lot of menus. And this is like the 1980s.
Yes.
I know that they had been around for years before that, but I'm just saying, like, I was in Cape Cod. I had never had a buffalo wing before, didn't know what they were. And I was with my godfather and my godmother and their family and Neil Kiley, and we had these buffalo wings, and it yes. blew my mind. I had never had them before. The same thing with chocolate chip cookie dough. I had Ben and Jerry's chocolate chip cookie dough down Cape Cod again.
Oh boy.
And that was the thing where I was like, this is delicious. That, like, because I was a mint chocolate chip guy growing up.
Yes.
And I was blown away by that. Another time, John Thomas Steakhouse in Ithaca, New York, just having such a good cut of steak.
Right.
I always had my dad's steak in the like house growing up, but then like a fancy steakhouse, you know what I mean? Just
yes,
like
having what you
like
mean.
Kind of like a real good fancy steak. It really blew me away. And then the first time I had burrata cheese also.
Mm.
That was a moment that really blew me away. Just, I didn't know that cheese could, I didn't know cheese came like that, Nick.
Yes, right.
It was delicious. That's it. Those are my four.
Those are great. You had those right at the top of your head.
Because I'm thinking about them all the time. Still chasing that high.
Saunders, anything come to mind? Any moments that food moments that really stick with you?
I loved her referencing like the thing with like bread and like balsamic and olive oil,
because
I remember my dad showing my family that my dad went to New York for a business trip or maybe I forgot we were all somewhere at a restaurant. My dad's like, this is how this works, and he did it, and we all tried it. It was really good, and that's a very funny one.
Amazing.
Yeah,
the big city.
Yeah, it was. Yes, very much like a big city. Like yeah. I don't know if I have a lot of these. One I think about all the time is I went to that restaurant, Trois Mecs.
Oh, yes.
In Los Angeles. That's run by Ludo Lefebvre. And I had a soup in there that I think about all the time, that it was sourdough soup.
Wow.
And this isn't just because like I like bread or whatever, yes. but it was.
This seems very bread.
I mean, I know it seems. But it came in like a little cup, and it was just enough for you to have like a basically a mouthful.
but it was like a soup, a liquid soup that tasted like a loaf of bread.
Wow.
And I don't know how he made it. I don't know how you make that.
That's
it was
like
so
a magic
good.
Trick.
Yeah, it was really, yeah, I think about that.
I think he's trying to get on the breadcast.
Yeah.
Ludo is trying to get on the breadcast?
I think he is.
Oh.
Okay.
Is he on the Breadcast Patreon? Checking he's one of the subscribers.
Okay. He's the only subscriber.
He started it independently. Emma, do you have any food memories that are really like vivid that you can think of?
I remember when I realized I like salad. It was at an Olive Garden.
Oh, that's good.
You realized you like salad.
I hated salad. I hated vegetables. I was a very picky eater growing up. And then I ate Olive Garden salad and I was like, salads can be good.
Mm.
And I remember that pretty vividly.
This was the endless salad that you got, the breadsticks.
Yes.
Wow.
Yep. I had a moment like that too, Emma. I'm with you. And having like Villa Rosa having the side salad with house dressing, which was the Villa Rosa was a place my parents and I went for every big occasion. We went there all the time and we loved it. It was like the local restaurant, and the house dressing was so good they bottled it at one point, and it was my favorite dressing on earth.
Right.
And then Villa Rosa shut down since. But I was like, I didn't know that I could like salad, but this dressing is so amazing. It's transcendent. I now love a salad.
My parents were so excited that I liked salad that they bought two bottles of the dressing that night. Like, wow. They're like, can we buy this dressing from you? And they did sell it. Now they sell it in like grocery stores.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to say?
Yeah.
You're going to bring back creamy Italian.
I think that still exists.
No, I know. It doesn't. No, I'm saying it still exists, but I'm saying it's not around as much. It used to be such a go-to option.
You don't encounter as an option as much true. As you used to.
Yeah. I feel like so many Italian dressings that you get in when you go out to dinner are like a Ken's, like that kind of like yellow, like a almost like golden color Ken's dressing that's kind of like very like sweet or something. It's like a very like strong flavor.
Well, I also feel like in general,
mm-hmm.
like Italian has been supplanted by various vinaigrettes, like a raspberry mm-hmm. vinaigrette or a balsamic vinaigrette. I feel like you're more likely to see that at a buffet.
I'm saying you're going
to
bring back that Italian. Creamy Italian.
Yeah, creamy Italian. You're not into it that often.
Yeah.
It's a shame. My memory is... So Pizza Hut used to have a thing called the Bigfoot Pizza that a lot of people don't remember. I remember it. Natalie remembers it, my lovely wife. And we both had it growing up.
Oh, that was
up.
Like the huge, like rectangular one.
Huge, giant pizza.
I remember this.
I remember
my
that
first,
too.
My first encounter with a non-circular pizza.
Wow.
Like one that was like a square pizza.
Yeah.
And having a centerpiece, like one that was like no crust, especially as a kid with a crust aversion, was like the fucking best piece of pizza I've ever had. Like that centerpiece that was all cheese and like just, I think just pepperoni was what was
those centerpieces are also like kind of like soft and squishy.
I loved it. Mm. I loved it. And, you know, these days I might be more of an edge piece guy, but like back in the day, the centerpiece was just a fucking...
Yeah, you love to edge now.
Let us know if you have a food memory that really sticks with you. Hashtag sticks to the roof of your mouth and your brain pan. And if you have a question or comment about the world of
brain pan, is that what you said?
Yeah.
The fuck?
It's a long
sticks
hashtag.
To your brain pan?
I don't know. Punch it up. What do you got?
Sticks to my ribs and my mind.
Okay, there you go.
I got one.
Yeah.
Unfoodgettable.
Oh, hashtag
Joe, wow.
Unfoodgettable.
Nailed it.
Wow.
That's what you are.
Now he's the best writer of the three.
Unfoodgettable. He already was. Unfoodgettable.
That's what you eat.
If you have a question or comment, this is an appropriate song to parody, right? One about a woman singing about her beloved late father. If you have a question or comment about the world of Shane Reston, email us at doughboyspodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 830-GO-DO. That's 830-463-6844. To get the Doughboys Double, our weekly bonus episode, join the Golden or Platinum Play Club at patreon.com/doughboys. If you have any bread left over after subscribing to the Breadcast Patreon, Joe's whole motivation for getting on here, I'm sure. Joe Saunders, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for taking us to the Varsity. We had a lovely time and lovely. You showed us around Atlanta a little bit. We had a great time.
Yeah,
with
Joe,
you.
We're lucky to have you in this Atlanta trip.
This is so great. I'm so happy. I could never have imagined that we would get to do a Doughboys at the Varsity. This is incredible. I'm so happy we got to do this.
Ah, what a treat.
Yeah, this is great. Thank you, Joe. Thank you for you know what? I dub you the King of Atlanta, like I said before.
There hasn't been a King of Atlanta since Civil War times.
Well, there's one again.
What happened back then? Was everything okay?
Yeah, let's not look at it.
Saunders, what would you like to plug at this time?
Oh, I don't think. I mean, if you, I got a kind of a Doughboy spinoff called The Breadcast, and you can find it on Apple Podcasts. Mm. Listen to some episodes.
It's a lot of fun. Check it out. If you like baking, and you like Joe, you're gonna love it. So check it out.
We're gonna hear more for the Breadcast soon, right? Am I not supposed to say that?
I guess there will be.
All right. Yeah.
Oh, wow. How exciting.
Well, I don't know.
Breaking Chews. More Breadcast possibly coming.
The Disney has bought the Breadcast.
And, oh, boy. So there's a whole negotiation.
They bought my outlines for the sequel trilogy.
Right.
And,
and Sony's also involved, so yeah. It's like a whole...
I've been whole fired. Nest.
Yeah. Hey, that'll do it for this episode of Doughboys here in the 8TL, which continues all month long.
Wow.
We'll see you next time. For the Spoon Man, Mike Mitchell, I'm Nick Weiger. Happy eating, y'all.
See ya, y'all.
Bye.
Sources for this week's intro include Nipsey Russell, A Comic with a Gift for Verse, Dies at 80 by Mel Watkins. Nipsey Russell, The Smile Lives On from NPR. The Varsity Celebrates 90 Years in Atlanta by Caroline Sanders. The Varsity, Living History from Georgia Tech. For a full list of sources, check the episode description.
Double!
On the next Doughboys Double. Oktoberfest 2019, the Doughboys present the 8TL continues as we review Georgia set hillbilly thriller Deliverance. And as Halloween approaches, we do a taste test of spooky cereals. Ooh, my tummy hurts. Get the Doughboys Double every Tuesday only at patreon.com/doughboys.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.